The Russian Republic of Tuva, surrounded by mountains, has always been isolated from the outside world. From the 14th century, Buddhism has coexisted with shamanism as the country's official religions. But a generation of shamans was lost after the Soviet Union annexed Tuva in 1944 on Stalin's orders. The government set about eliminating the religions with mass executions and deportations. Some shamans continued practicing secretly, preventing the complete loss of the religion and its various traditions. Now, Tuva's leaders are rebuilding the Buddhist temples of the past and rediscovering the country's lost culture and traditions.
We want to preserve this culture, but at the same time attract representatives of other nations to come and study here.
After being isolated for so long, the country is interested in welcoming foreigners to Tuva so they too can learn its history and traditions. One such foreigner is Enrique Ugalde. He studied throat singing, or jume, for several years with Tuvan masters and now offers throat singing workshops at home in Portland, Oregon. At this shaman clinic, six shamans offer help with medical and psychological illnesses. In Tuva, a shaman incorporates wisdom, magic, and medicine. Both men and women can be shamans, and the gift is believed to be passed from generation to generation.
For the most part, shamanism is passed from generation to generation. Sometimes the heavens themselves choose a person. Sometimes the heavenly or earthly gods choose a person. That's called shayan.
To help the people, the shaman uses calls of indigenous animals, jume, the drum, and the trance. Often, the shaman claims to feel the pain of the patient.
Of course it's difficult. People come to us with different illnesses, unhappy people, and we have to help them. It's very hard sometimes. We have to suffer constantly ourselves to help them resolve their problems.
In this rural world, it appears there's a strong longing for a new identity, one that's based on the old. And for the people of Tuva, that may mean the restoration of their spiritual history.